And now, let's go back to the heyday of the religious right. Back to the late 1970s, when Billy Graham, Jim Baker, and Jerry Falwell were preaching to thousands. Sunday after Sunday, they laid out the conservative Christian agenda that would come to dominate American politics for the next two decades. One of the key players back then was a young man named Frank Schaeffer. He grew up in a Swiss evangelical commune. He helped found the pro-life movement, and then he recanted. He wrote a memoir called Crazy for God, How I Grew Up One of the Elect, Helped Found the Religious Right, and Lived to Take All or Almost All of It Back. Today, he's a liberal Democrat and a self-described atheist, which is quite a transformation for a guy who helped Ronald Reagan write a book against abortion. But as Schaeffer told Charles Monroe Kane, that was then, and this is now.
By the time I had woken up to the fact this was a nightmare, it was also a well-paying nightmare, and access to power, greed, and all the rest of it played in heavily. And so it's not like I walked away the first time that I found my relationship with the religious right offensive and derelict and bankrupt. You know, I was standing at the back of huge venues about to go on and speaking, you know, literally cursing myself and the whole thing. But I'd go on and do the talk anyway. So there was a bridge of hypocrisy, which I look back on with horror. On the other hand, I also look back at it and I say, well, after 7 or 8 years of this intense life, I did step out. It was a question of just trying to catch your breath long enough to make some sense out of what you had stumbled into. And at the apex of this involvement, here my dad had gone from this obscure preacher working at the side of his bed in a rocking chair without even a secretary, you know, not an office, didn't own a car, in a genuine faith ministry, whatever you think of the theology. Mm-hmm. You know, fast forward 10 years later, we are in Jerry Falwell's private jet. We are introducing Ronald Reagan on the stage of the Religious Broadcasters Convention. I am the keynote speaker at the Southern Baptist Convention.
I know. It must have been so seductive. I mean, how could it not be seductive?
27,000 people giving me a standing ovation, talking about taking America back. Basically, if you had taken chunks of that speech and put it in the mouth of Sarah Palin a generation later, or Michelle Bachmann, or what, say, Donald Trump is trying to tell evangelicals today as he curries their favor, we wrote the script on that, and I was one of its foremost spokesmen at that point.
Do you owe some penance for your sins of your past, if I can use some religious language on you?
Well, hey, you know, I think very much so. But once I got caught up in it, that kind of heady greed, access to power, a very fast track kicked in for a while. Mm. You know, I was better at this than Ralph Reed ever has been, and was doing more quickly and younger than he ever did. But that would have been my life. I would have been him. And it would have gone on for years and years and years and years, and the hypocrisy would have just mounted and so forth and so on. But when I look back, the very fact that without what we did, you wouldn't have a Ralph Reed doing what he's doing. Without what we did, you wouldn't have these big, organized, hate-filled, homophobic groups organizing against gay people and so forth. Not that that was our specific issue, but we helped build that apparatus.
Jeez.
I feel tremendous guilt and sorrow and have gone out of my way not only to try to expose what that has become,
right,
and honestly write about my part in it without ducking. You know, I have done what I can do to not only honestly admit my part in the beginnings of all this, but to repair it.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking so much about politics, and you left the far-right movement and, mm-hmm. and the anti-abortion movement. But you were an evangelical. You were raised when you had Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior in your heart.
Right, right.
Did you throw the baby out with the bathwater? Do you still believe in Jesus?
I did throw the baby out with the bathwater in the sense that I certainly no longer believe in Jesus as an evangelical bridge to salvation. In other words, I don't believe in hell. I don't necessarily believe in heaven either. I don't know if God exists. What I believe in is paradox. What I believe in is ambivalence. What I believe in is life being a journey where it's hard to pin things down, where you can believe in God and be an atheist at the same time. You know, I just do not feel that jumped up monkeys 10 seconds away from dropping out of a tree, having been single-celled organism slime in the mud a minute ago, are now in a position to make definitive cosmological statements about the nature of Jesus, or for that matter, you know, even what kind of software to use in your computer.
How do you wrap your head around that past you've had as an evangelical? How do you wrap your head right around it now that you don't believe it anymore, knowing that the whole thing was kind of a lie.
I look at it kind of differently. I guess the place I've come to, and I'm not saying it's a lack of anger or anything else, but I just see it a little differently. I don't see it as an either-or equation. So I'll give you an example. If someone says to me, after your background, I'm walking away, why do you still go to a Greek Orthodox liturgy with your grandchildren on Sunday? Well, I have a lot of answers about liking the liturgy for the same reason I like Shakespeare plays in the original language. It's a beautiful artifact. But I also have a spiritual connection with my own past. So I don't think we can get away from who we are on the innermost level. And for me, for instance, if someone says, why do you, quote, still go to church, as Chris Hitchens would have asked me, I would have just said, because, you know, if you're expecting a theological truth answer, forget it. It's because that's how I was raised from childhood onward. I feel comfortable being part of a religious community. We all need community. This is just where I choose to have mine. It's a psychological crutch. You got a problem with that? The sad thing is that judged by the standard I was actually raised with of compassion and openness that my parents showed toward others, what the religious right became that we contributed to was about as far away from that as you could possibly get. And that's where the real sorrow comes in.
I have one last question for you. This interview is going to be a part of a whole hour on evangelicals in America.
Right.
A lot of evangelicals are in the show, evangelicals that are still evangelical, and a lot of evangelicals are going to hear the show. Forget everyone else for a moment. Those who are the true believers, evangelicals, and you know who they are, what do you say to them? They're listening right now. What do you say to them?
Well, I would say there's two kinds of evangelicals. They're people who are trying to follow Jesus and live in an ethical, moral construct that has worked well for millions of people. And then there's another kind that looks at the evangelical world as a political movement in which they're into a win-lose situation. To them, I would just say, you're losing the culture and you've lost it. The culture war is over. And you were on the wrong side of history and still are when it comes to denying things like climate change and other things because the Koch brothers are paying your bills and sending your kids to think tanks and colleges. But if it's the person who's trying to follow Jesus and live an ethical and moral life, I would just say, you know, I not only am I not your enemy, I'm glad you're in the society. And I note that it's so many kids from evangelical schools that would be poo-pooed by people in the new atheist movement who are volunteering to go off and do work for NGOs. I see them as the backbone of a humanitarian movement. I don't care what their reasons are or whether I agree with their theology anymore. I'm grateful they're there.
Frank Schaefer is a former leader of the evangelical pro-life movement. He's gone on to write screenplays, novels, and three memoirs about the transformation of his faith. The most recent is called Why I Am an Atheist Who Believes in God. Charles Monroe Kane talked with him.